Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the morning and evening du'as as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So today we do a short prescription. So we'll keep the session short and we'll try and digest this. This is actually like a shortcut, easy way for many of us. We've done so many du'as before, but if we're unable to remember all the du'as and we're unable to remember whatever else was mentioned, then at least we can remember what we are hearing today. It's a very easy method for weak people like us to remember, or the easy way to cover up for everything that we don't remember. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given a very easy prescription in today's lesson. An Abdullah ibn Khubayb bidhammi al-kha al-mu'jamah radiyallahu anhu qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam iqra' qul huwallahu ahad والمعوذتين حين تمسي وحين تصبح ثلاث مرات تكفيك من كل شيء رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت Abdullah ibn Khubayb رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, recite قل هو الله أحد, which is known as Surah Ikhlas, and معوذتين. معوذتين is Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, in the morning and evening three times. So in other words, read these three surahs, three times in the morning and three times in the evening. They will be sufficient for you from everything. Now just to understand what this means by sufficient for you for everything, ulama give three explanations. The first explanation is, they will be sufficient for you from whatever illness, whatever difficulty that may befall you. Allah Ta'ala has made these three surahs sufficient for you. So whether it be to do with a physical sickness, whether it has to do with black magic, whether it has to do with nazar or jealousy, all that these three surahs will be sufficient for you. It will suffice for you, number one. Number two is that whatever else you should have read, or whatever else you could have read, and you were not able to read it, for example, you didn't know it, all the other du'as, etc., now you just read these three, it will suffice you for everything else. So in other words, you don't have to read all that if you don't know. Person just reads this, it will suffice him for all of that. Third explanation ulama give is that it will suffice him even for his tahajjud salat. If for whatever reason this person can't wake up for tahajjud salat, by reading this three surahs, Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, it will suffice him for even that. So this is such a beautiful prescription, easy prescription given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do or read these surahs before sleeping is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sit up, he would put his hands like this, he would read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, blow in his hands and then rub it over his body one time, do it again for the second time, read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, blow in the hands and rub it over his body like that once. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it for the third time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it. So this is a method that we should do before sleeping, is that while sitting up, read it like this, rub it over our body, and we have covered a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so great that if we haven't done any ibadat for that night also, this would be sufficient. Hadn't read any other du'as, this would be sufficient for us. And any difficulties, any type of sicknesses that could have come, Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat of this, Allah Ta'ala will protect and Allah Ta'ala will save. It can still happen that a person may get sick, for example. But this is the wish of Allah Ta'ala. Our duty is to read and to take the precautions shown to us from the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do what we can do and the rest, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he does it with great wisdom. So even if a person happens to get sick after that, he knows he still did the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason why Allah Ta'ala made him sick, Allah Ta'ala knows best. There'll be khair in that. And whatever Allah Ta'ala does, there is khair. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal such a simple one. We should try and remember it for the rest of our lives, inshallah. In fact, because this is the time of so much of fitna and so much of fasad, ulama encourage reading these three surahs, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, after every salah also. So one is person reads it morning and evening and after every salah. So a person is reading it after Fajr, is already covering up for the morning. He reads it before sleeping, that covers up for the night. And thereafter, after every salah, person should try and read these three surahs. It has great protection against jinn, jadu, and all sorts of ill effects also. So therefore, we encourage to read these three surahs for protection. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.